You never know what you might find once you start renovating an old home, but that can be half the fun. Author Ron Davis thinks building and renovating are acts of faith, and he shares this story of odd coincidence and wishful thinking.
Anyone who's done serious renovation of an older home, ripping down lath and plaster, wrestling with stubborn 2x4s and prying up floorboards, has probably harbored the fantasy of finding some kind of long-hidden treasure. Civil War medals, a moth-eaten bag of precious coins, possibly a secret diary full of scandalous confessions. Unfortunately, what is often discovered are crumbling foundations, rotted timbers, and plumbing issues, if not a desiccated mouse or two. But sometimes a do-it-yourselfer finds a shoe. Through an amazing coincidence, two of my friends living 200 miles apart in Wisconsin told me shoe discovery stories. One was Celia, who found a dainty little girl's shoe in the recess above a window she and her husband Paul were replacing in their 1890s farmhouse in Amherst. The shoe was worn through, the leather cracked, but the cunning button hooks that ran up the side and its pointed toe still conveyed the elegance of old-world craftsmanship. Celia was fascinated with the shoe, both for the mystery of how it came to be there and the history of its owner. A high school art teacher, she added the shoe to her collection of objects to be sketched by her students, and then, 20 years later, passed the shoe on to the new owners of her home when she and her family moved. Another friend, Joe, has a reputation in his small town of Marshall for treasuring all things old. In fact, he and his wife Carrie have devoted a good share of their life to renovating a small hotel built there in 1873 as their family's home. A neighbor down the street who was rehabbing his own 100-year-old home told Joe, "You're going to like this," and pointed to a toolbox holding a well-worn girl's boot he had found between two wall studs. Since retirement from a clinical psychology practice, Joe has devoted himself to charitable pursuits, repairing and repurposing antique furniture for auctions and fundraisers. He saw a different possibility for the shoe, offering a $250 scholarship competition to Marshall High English students who wanted to try writing an essay, poem, or story about the shoe, now property of the Marshall Historical Society. Though 30 years separated my hearing the two shoe stories, it felt like too much of a coincidence, and a little light research revealed it wasn't. Placing a shoe in a wall, a floor, behind a chimney, or above a door during construction is a tradition that dates back to the 12th century. Largely a European practice, particularly in the UK, shoes were even placed beneath the choir stalls in England's Winchester Cathedral, circa 1304. Building historians guess the concealed shoes originally served as magical charms to ward off witches, demons, and ghosts. Though a shoe placed under a bedroom floor may have been associated with fertility, think old woman who lived in a shoe, which may also explain why shoes are traditionally tied to the bumpers of newlyweds' cars. In America, hiding a child's shoe in the wall was a strong tradition, mainly in the Northeast. But apparently the custom was carried all the way to the Midwest before evidently dying out in the mid-20th century. Superstition or quaint custom, I see concealing a shoe in a wall as a poignant symbol of faith, of the confidence and of the risks that lie behind anyone's notion to build or renovate a home. A concealed child's shoe, scuffed, cracked, and worn, is like the penny tossed into a fountain, a talisman of hope.
Ron Davis is a retired English teacher and the author of Shiny Side Up, Musings on the Improbable Inclination to Travel on Two Wheels. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Brad Kohlberg.